the last mission, I'm shimming Lil on a social drum on Omey. Aladin, Valor Emmis, Valor Shalom, Shanana, Emmisu Mishpat, Shalom, Shifted Bashan Rechen. What does the Ramam say? Hadin, who Han Hogas Hamadina Vyosha. Bukwambi Adam Perry Hadalid, meaning of Shmana Pakim. Shahemis who Hamilas Sechlias, Vahashalom who Milas Amidos, Ukshe Yimotse Elu Hashlosha, Yea Hamitsios Beshemisha Afshala Velosophic. So the Lama has an extraordinary pshat raya. Shalom refers at times, but not exclusively, certainly, and not always, but at times, shalom refers to, again, when a person's character perfection, moral perfection. Shalom humaylas amidos. Where did the Rambam say it? So the Rambam says something. Hafle b'fele, as he cross-references in Parag Dal Shana Parkim, the Rambam says, we don't find, too many shailas, which were, when shailas came up, so the Chafle b'fele passed the shailas. When the Psukim in Zechariah, when they asked Zechariah, what they should be doing with Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, etc. Now that the second Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt, so Zechariah Novi says, I'll ask the Kodesh Baruch for the Shaila. Tell him. I'll ask Kodesh Baruch for the Shaila. Mele, if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know, so then he has to ask in Kodesh Baruch because that means that there's nothing in Torah to answer it. So, I don't know, what do you do with those who Tomei, and the seventh day of the Tumah was out of Pesach, and they nitzchah to Pesach Sheni, was going to be makir because at night they'll already be tohu and be able to eat. But here, I don't know, first of all, you wouldn't have thought that the Shaila is such a big Shaila either. I don't know, you're going to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu Shaila, so something would be a Shaila indeed in the Foshes. And here's the Shaila of, I don't know, fasting 4 days. So what's at stake in this, or whatever it is that's at stake in the Shaila, you see that it's mamash adava omid b'ruma shalom. Whatever's at stake in the Shaila. Then, when Zechariah communicates the answer, he says, "Koma Hashem Tzvokos." Again, I'm reading here in Perek Dalet Shmona Pakim, as the Rambam quotes. "Koma Hashem Tzvokos Leimu Mishpat Emes Shiftu V'Chesed V'Rachamim Asu Isha Sochiv V'Almana V'Yosam Ger V'Oni Al Tashoku V'Ro'as Isha Sochiv Al Tashavu V'Vavchem." ואומר אחר כך, כאומר השם צבוק, אז צום הרביעי וצום החמישי וצום השביעי וצום העשירי, יהיו לבייס יהודה לששון ולשמחו למועדים טובים, והאמס והשלום נהורה. But what do the last three words have to do with, again, the Shaila was, do we fast of Osir Batamas, do we fast, or Tisha Batamas, whatever it was they fasted after Chodin Bayis Rishon, do we fast in Tamas, do we fast Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the answer. And then, HaEmes V'Hashalom Nehovah. always timely, always a timely interpretation, but so what's it got to do with it? So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, why is it such a big deal whether you fast or not to fast? Because the Rambam says again, v'halachta b'drachav is that the person is supposed to go the derech habinus. And fasting, gratuitously, is not consistent with that midah habinus. Okay, the Torah tells us to fast on Yom Kippur. Okay. So the Torah wants us, as it were, to go to an extreme on Yom Kippur. Same way the Torah tells us to enjoy the Suda's more on Yom Tov. The Torah sort of tells us to go to the other extreme. But fasting, what's at stake here in fasting is the correct application of Midah Benimus. And this is something which you see from the fact that Zechariah thinks that this is deserving of his bringing the Shaila to the Baal Shalom. You see just how incredibly central and fundamental this is. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering about the fasting. You know, what did he answer during Bayi Sheni? Most Rishonim understand that during Bayi Sheni was telling them not to fast. The Rambam says they used to fast Bayi Sheni on Tisha B'Av because Bayi Sheni wasn't the equivalent of Bayi Shrisham V'chulu. But then, the Ha'emes V'Hashalom Ahavu, so the Rambam says here, V'da, Sho Ha'emes Heim Ha'maylos Ha'sichlios, M'pnei Shehen Amitios Lo Yishtanu K'moshe Zacharnu, V'Hashalom Heim Maylos Ha'midos. Why do you refer to Maylos Ha'midos as Shalom? Because, you know, a corollary, if everyone has good midos, it'll always be Shalom. Asher Bohem Yih Ha'Shalom Ba'olam. So according to the Rambam, now you understand what the connection is. Ha'emes v'Hashalom Ahavu means now that you have the correct guidance as to when to fast, when not to fast, so now you'll be able to, again, not only, you know, persist in your commitment to Emes, which are Maylos Sechlios, but you'll be able to persist in your commitment to and adherence to Shalom, which are the Maylos Ha'midos. So you understand the flow of the pasuk. It's such an extraordinary, extraordinary pshat. So that's what the Rambam is referencing here when he says, Ala emes v'ala shalom, the emes of the Maylos Sichlios, again, in intellectual perfection, or obviously as close to that as one gets. And the moral perfection, as close to that as one gets. So here the Rambam explains that, again, that the reason or how it is that the term shalom refers to this is because, again, you're only going to have discord if the midos are off. Well, nice to just sort of mean in the Indian here, but also Indian. You have this broader use of the term shalom. The Rambam concludes Hilchos Chanukah. Hoya lefonov, last halach in Hilchos Chanukah. Hoya lefonov ner beso v'ner Chanukah, o ner beso v'kiddush hayom. Ner beso kodem mishum shalom beso. When it's in the dark, so it's more conducive to, again, to friction, you know. One person trips over another person's shoe. You know, what do you leave your shoe there for? You know, whatever. So to have light is fosters shalom bayis. Shehare Hashem nimchak laso shalom in ish le ishto. Right. Then the Rambam says, Godol hashalom, Shekol haTorah nitna la'asa shalom ba'olam. All of Torah is to promote shalom. Shenama duachehu darkei noam v'chol nesivoseh shalom. All the pathways of Torah, they all converge, they're all pathways leading to shalom. So I think that the Nosei Kelim already quote that this idea that Kol HaTorah Nitna La'asa Shalom based on the Pasuk of Achon Siva Shalom is a Gemara in Gittin. This isn't the Rambam's original idea. The Gemara says that the Kohen, the Mishnah says the Kohen, Kohen Rishon, Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Mei Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Mei Darkei Shalom? It's a Daraisa, B'Kidashta. That the Kohen should be Rishon, L'chol Dovash HaVikdusha. So the Gemara suggests an answer, it's a Daraisa, Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, Mei Darkei Shalom, Daraisa Hi. Amalei Daraisa, Mei Darkei Shalom. Saying it's Daraisa and saying it's Darkei Shalom is no contradiction. It's a Daraisa and it's Darkei Shalom. So Abayi pushes back and says, V'chol HaTorah kula namim Mei Darkei Shalom hi. D'chsev, d'achar Darkei Noam, v'chol nesivoseh shalom. So then you can say that about every din. So clearly, in the Mishnah means something else. Okay, so Abayi goes on to answer. But this is the Rambam's Gemara here in Nun Testament base in Gittin. Question is, again, so the question's on the Gemara. It's not, well, maybe the question's on the Pasuk. The Rambam is just quoting the Pasuk, the Gemara. What does it mean that all mitzvahs are lasso shalom ba'olam? Everything, that there should be peace in the world. That there should be peace. Peace is a good thing. But all mitzvahs are of the peace. Okay, so maybe kol sometimes should be understood based on a rubo kekula. But even that, I don't know, if we sort of go through, I don't know, Pesukim and Chumash, or go through Minyan Mitzvahs, or whatever, however we'll try to measure this, I don't know, would we even get that Rov Mitzvahs HaTorah, Rov Parshas HaTorah are focused on promoting Shalom? So going back to the Inyan before about what the status was of the Ta'anios be made by Hesheni and in general, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yudches says that Omer of Papa, Hachiko Omer, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Bizman Sheyesh Shalom Yil Asasin on the Simcha. If the shalom, so then the arvitanios hayamim tovim. Yesh gzeres hamalchus. If on the other hand, what's the base? Or yesh shmad. If yesh gzeres hamalchus, yesh shmad, whatever the girsa is, so then they're obligatory tanios. If it's ain't shalom, ain't zeres amalchus, then they're optional. They're optional taniyos. What does it mean something is an optional tanis? Okay, so you could say it's not a yontiv, because word a yontiv would be also. But again, but then just say, you know, it's not a yontiv. What does it mean, what's the chalos of an optional tanis? So the chalos of an optional tanis, again, and the Rambam would tell us, is because ordinarily a person shouldn't be fasting. But if you have a chalos that something is an optional tanis, so then that's not the case. What does it mean that tefillas arvus is reshus? You can always daven nedava anyway. So what does it mean that tefillas arvus is reshus? No, daven tefillas nedava, you have to be mechadesh b'dava. But over here, where there's a chalos that it was niskana as reshus, so then it's the mitzvah is there without without the justification, without the need of Chiddush Davar. So who had been who at time, what it means to have a chalos of Ratzim Misan and Ratzim Misan. Again, so that's the distinction the Gemara has, that Yesh Shalom Yom Tovim, the other end of the spectrum, Achron Tzvan, Yesh Zeres HaMalchus, to fast, ain't in between, so they're optional. So the Maisa, what does that mean they did during Bayis Sheni? So most Rishonim say that during Bayis Sheni was Yesh Shalom. Right? Was Yesh Shalom. We had a Beis HaMikdash, and, you know, for, the Rambam says, you know, the 200 plus years, you know, that the Hashvan Aram ruled, you know, things were, right, until the end, you know, things were, it was a long period of prosperity, of serenity, that was, things were good. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that we made by Yishendi, it was Ein Shalom, Ein Zeres HaMalchus, and in fact, they used to fast. That the way to classify that tkufa in history was that being made by Hashemni, the second Beis HaMikdash is standing. And Rambam says that's Ein Shalom, Ein Zeres HaMalchus. Ein Zeres HaMalchus, I understand. We were sovereign. Again, not the entire time of Bayis Sheni, but half the time of Bayis Sheni or so. But what do you mean that it's Ein Shalom? So if I was a Chalav Racha said, you see that for the Rambam, Shalom that doesn't only mean peace. Shalom means when related to the word Shleimus, that sometimes Shalom means something which is broader and more encompassing than peace, that everything is the way it should be. Al Tzad HaYoseh Tov, that things are Mushlomim, Al Hatzad HaYoseh Tov. And by Yishei, it was not that way. The differences which the Bryce and Yuma tell us between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, even in the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that most Jews were still in Chutz La'aretz, things were not Altsad HaYoseh Tov. Things were not Mushlamin, we made Bayis Sheni. Was it Gzeres HaMalchus? No, it wasn't Gzeres HaMalchus, but it was Ein Shalom also. So you see that Shalom, again, doesn't only narrowly translate as peace, but Shalom means, again, Loshen Shleimus, Al Hatzad HaYoseh Tov, that a Metzius which is Mushlamas, where there is Shleimus. So the Pashtus is that in Halacha Yudalid we're segueing from one meaning of Shalom to the broader meaning of Shalom. Shalom Beisot, that can mean Shalom. It means that things should be peaceful and harmonious. But that can mean Shalom when we talk about Shalom Beiso in the beginning of Halacha Yudalid. Then when we were segueing to Godel HaShalom, so Shalom in the sense of peaceful and harmonious is a subset. Okay, so that means that things are Allah Hatzara Yosef Tov in Yachasei B'nei Adam, or at least, you know, domestically in this home. And then what Shalom means more broadly and more encompassing is that things are outside HaYoseh Shalem in every respect. In every respect. And that's what Godel HaShalom means. That's what Godel HaShalom means. Okay, so just, again, the Rambam justifies the pshat of Shalom in our Mishnah and going back to the pasuk in Zechariah as meaning Milos Hamidos, because again, that the corollary or a corollary of that is Shalom in the sense of peace. Functionally, Shalom means something more than just peace. It means the Milos Hamidos. That's what it means in our Mishnah and elsewhere in the Rambam. So Shalom is even broader than that. It's not only Milos Hamidos, but it's God. It's what the pasuk of Achol Nesivos Shalom means.
Him
considering
Bayis Rishon,
Bayis
Sheni, considering Bayis Rishon. After like Yeravam ben Nevat and all of like the
when the Malchus was split.
Yeah, when the Malchus was split, there's a lot of like kind of like not so good kings. How could that be considered Shalom?
No, but it didn't have to be yet. There was no, I mean, these days weren't red letter days yet, right? Because all these days became red letter days because of the process of clothing by Beis Rishon.
But not from like the, not already like not from the Midbar already when there was a Xera that.
No, meaning, since you're asking, so the Mishnah says in Tainus, and Chamisha Dvarin, Eruv Tishabav, and one is that was Nigza, Avosainu, Shal Yikam Tzula Aretz. So did they already start fasting Tishabav at that point? Right? So presumably, presumably, the answer is no. If the answer is no, then why is it relevant to mention the Chamisha Dvarim Eruv as I was saying? If let's say that one is not Mechayev in Tonis, I guess either of two answers. One answer is, a simple answer perhaps is, That it was a Yom HaMuchan LeParanos, and therefore the Chobaros happened. So then, once there is a Tanis, so you know.
Just
yeah, the Tanis encompasses it. The Tanis encompasses it. The other, I don't know, the other perhaps is as follows. The Rav used to say, I assume based on Ma'amorim, used to say as follows, that if not, for the chait of the Meraglim and the gzera against the Doha Meraglim, had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, so then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the Malach HaMashiach and built the Beis HaMikdash, and it never would have been Chorev. Now, Hagam that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Psukim say, is Nanash for Mei Meriva, but the Psukim also say in Tvarim, gam bi hisana fasham al divrechem lemor, gam ata lasa voshan. So the Malbim already comments on this. That the pasuk there, Moshe Rabbeinu attributes the gezeira against his entering Eretz Yisrael to the Dor HaMidbar. To the fact that because the Dor HaMidbar wasn't going to enter Yisrael to the Meraglim. So how does that fit with Parshas Chukas of Yan lo hamantem bi lo hakdisheni? I don't remember whether all of this was quoting from the Malbim or he was adding. I don't know, you have to check. But both, or together, or whatever, explain that BMS, the Gzeira on the Dor HaMidbar, the only Hagam that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't at all complicit, obviously, in the chait ha'amiraglim and the lack of emuna but the same way the Rambam, or not the same way, this is it, the way the Rambam says in Parag Gimel Chochos Tshuva, there's a din for Yechidim. There's also a din for collective units. There's a din for Medina, there's a din for the world. Right? In the same way a Yochid is Nidon Lefi Rov, Zchuyosov, or Chavosov, so too, the entity of the Medina, or the entity of the world, is also Nidon that way. So over here, the door was being Nidon, and Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was part of the door, is included in that Gezerah. Elamai, had Moshe Rabbeinu been legamre menuka mikol avam, so that would have set him apart. That he doesn't belong to the generation, and the Dor HaMidbar wouldn't have been chal on him. The very minute Moshe Rabbeinu got caught for jaywalking, so then he's not entirely. We don't know. We don't. The Chaim HaKadosh catalogs ten shotim. What Moshe Rabbeinu's chait was is sufficiently subtle that. That we're not sure what it was. But whatever, Moshe Ben, he got caught for jaywalking, right? As it were. So once he has that blemish, so then he belongs to the generation. He belongs to the generation, so going to be a son of Hashem, al d'vechem leimor. So kum tais, that the reason there's a Tisha B'Av, as we hear, the reason there's a Tisha B'Av is because Nigzal Lasenu, the reason it's a Tisha B'Av for Chovan Advice is because Nigzal Lasenu, so he comes to life. Because had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Tisha B'Av. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael because Nigzar al Avosendo. So it's not some, you know, another Shreklecha thing happened on Tisha B'Av. No, it relates to Churban. Then also, what are the other two, again, so the five drama of Tisha B'Av is Nigzal V'Aseinu, and then the two Chorbanos. What are the other two that fill out the five? Is Nilkedo Ir Gedola U'Beit HaShema, V'Hoyu Ba'alofim U'Rivavos Mi'Yisrael, V'Hoyu Lahem Melech Gadol, V'Dimu Kol Yisrael U'Gedolei HaChachamim Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. Right, and because Malachim, the Rambam identifies with Rabbi Akiva amongst them. Thought that Bar Kokhba, Ben Kuziba, was potentially going to be the Melech HaMashiach. V'noha v'nofal b'yad goyim, he, the one who was thought perhaps to be the Melech HaMashiach, v'nofal b'yad goyim, v'nergo kulam, v'hoysa tzare gedol l'kemal churban ha-mikdash. The stam of the pshat in Kemal Chorban HaMikdash is not simply to impress upon us the magnitude of the tragedy, the magnitude of the calamity, but to say that it's mamish me'inyan ha'shayot. The Tisha B'Av is for Chorban, but here the devastation was so great, it was a devastation that was a type of Churban. It equaled a Churban. And then the fifth of the Chamisha Dvarim is Ubo Bayom Hamuch Meparanas Chorash Tonas Rofus HaRosha Mimalchei Edom Esahechol VeEsvivov LeKayim Tzion Tzadet Echorech. So the Rambam quotes the Pasuk that again, the ultimate sacrilege happened to the Mokam HaMikdash. Again, not only is the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, then it's plowed over as though it were stam, a field. Meaning that was sort of an ultimate realization of an expression of Churban, the fact that it happened. So, in light of the way he teaches numbers 4 and 5 of the Chamisha Dvarim, so that, is a siyua to the way where explaining the first of the Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbeinu Yonah here, and I think we've looked at this Rabbeinu Yonah on MS, and our Mishnah here says sheyesh la'adam lechaz v'darkei hatshuva shehu MS v'saroso MS v'holech v'darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS gam ken yelech ba'osor derech shenama v'halachta b'drachav. V'omr chazal shafil sipu dvarim ba'alma enu la'adam l'shake k'ahu uvda d'brei d'rav omr le'i ma'al le'imach omr le'i anohu da'afich na'la omr le'i haynu da'anmer inshe d'nafek minach taima yalfeich v'at lo tavid mishum limdu l'shonam da'ber shake ki ho'odam ha'margil l'shona l'da'ber shake b'da'ber shen b'lo hefzeid v'lo to'eles gam ki yovu l'dabit dvarim shel ikar lo yuchal l'sap lo maho emes ki pihu ha-medabit v'ha-hergel shel idolat. So basically, when you read Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are two mechayvim why a person has to be scrupulously honest. One is that it's midarkov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And therefore, the mitzvah v'halachta b'drachav is mechayev, that a person has to be emes. And that's why there are no again, leaving aside the Darkei Shalom, but there's no difference between a little lie and a big lie, a white lie, you know, whatever color you pull out, a white lie, a green lie, a black lie, that doesn't make a difference. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes. So that's mechayev a person to be emesdik. I think maybe we mentioned once, according to this is very good, the when the Gemara Yevamah says, at first the Gemara says, Mutar Lashanas B'nei HaShalom. And then the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lashanas B'nei HaShalom. And ultimately, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, Lama Zetzach HaKosar Leimor, Ha'af Umnam Eilei Va'ani Zakante. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashana. The Avraham that Sarah had said, Va'adoni Zakante. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it to Avraham Avinu, he says, Vani Zakante. So you see that Mishanah Medak Hashem. So Piva Ben Yonah, the Peshad in that stage of the Gemara is to have an exception to the Chiyuv of always being Emizdik. So you have to have a Mokka for that exception by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if the Mechayim is Valach the Bedrochav, so then the exception should be rooted in Valach the Bedrochav also. And that's the Peshad. No, you see, you have to be Emizdik, but who had in what time? You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashana Nei HaShalom V'Anizra Kanti. So that's one Mechayev. The other Mechayev is, from the Gemara Yevamos, is Limdu L'Shonam Daber Shekem. Again, the Gemara there tells a story that Rav's wife was a contrarian. So she'd ask him what he wanted and she'd always serve the opposite. You want milk tonight? Sure. So she'd serve meat. You want flesh tonight? Sure. So she'd serve a pizza. So one day, Rav gets what he wanted, and he's kind of shocked. And his son explains to him, no, it's because I told her the opposite. You know, you said flesh sticks, I told her milk sticks. So that's how you got the flesh sticks. So Rav tells him, you know, it's a good chokhmah, you know, he tells him that's very sharp, but you shouldn't do it. Why? Because limdu l'shonam daber shekem. What does limdu l'shonam daber shekem mean? That a person becomes habituated to doing things. That whatever a person does, even if in a certain context, it is objectively, in that narrow context, inconsequential. Or maybe in that context, it's even seemingly a good idea, as it is with Rav's son. But no, if a person gets into the habit of not being scrupulously honest, of not being straight, so then even when it's very consequential, you can't turn midos on and off. If a person is not consistently devoted to MS, he won't successfully uphold MS when you would think that, oh, objectively here, the consequences of less than MS are so great. You have to be MSdick. No. If in discussing whether you're going to have pizza, you're going to have steak for supper tonight, if a person is not MSdick in that context, so then I hear goes sholeh. This yisod of HaHer Gal Sholeh Lev is a big yisod of the, you know, later of the Muslim movement. Of you know, certain schools of Musar, the emphasis on Seder and things like that, even in Milei D'Alma. Even in Milei D'Alma, because a person can't turn midos on and off. It has lots and lots of ramifications, this idea. Okay, stop it.